Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host and producer, Logan Landers, and joining me to talk about the Red River Showdown between the Texas Longhorns and the Oklahoma Sooners. As always, my man, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. How you doing today, sir?
Yes, sir. How we doing? Let's go. Sooner.
It's going to be a great game, as always, between these two. You got Texas coming in here 5-0. Oklahoma also 5-0. Number 3 versus number 12 in the nation. We'll get into it in just a second. But if you enjoyed the episode today, once again, please like, comment, share, and subscribe on Facebook and YouTube. Also, check out our podcast, available on all major podcast streaming platforms. Well, let's talk about these two exciting, fun teams to watch. We're going to kick things off with the Texas Longhorns first and foremost. Got to look at Quinn Ewers. What he's done this year, he's looked really good. 10 touchdowns, just one INT, 1,358 yards, and he has looked good on a 66% clip in terms of throwing the ball around. Has been sacked 9 times, though, just something to watch out for in this ball game. But other than that, he's looked really good. He's played really well against some stiff competition. And Quinn Ewers, we know he's got that cannon of an arm. Running back room, you got Jonathan Brooks, 86 carries for 597 yards, getting close to a 7-yard average per carry, one of the most slept-on running backs potentially in the college football world. 5 TDs on the ground for him. The receiving game, you got guys like Xavier Worthy, A.D. Mitchell, Jatavion Sanders, Jordan Whittington. I mean, the list goes on and on in terms of talent that this team has for Texas. But if you look at a weak spot on their team, Vincent, I mentioned it in the previous game with Maryland and Ohio State. You can go check out. But the kicking game for Texas, a little bit spotty. 9 of 14 when it comes to field goals made on the year. 64%. Can't be having that in this game here against Oklahoma. Going to the defense, you've got some great talents with Jalen Ford leading the way. 32 tackles on the year for him. They got 13 sacks as a team, all really well distributed, with Byron Murphy the second having 2.5. You got Ethan Burke with 2, Anthony Hill Jr. with 2. Passes defended are doing well there. Also, they've got 11 on the year and 6, count them, 6 INTs with Jalen Ford and Jaron Thompson, both those guys getting 2 a pop. So I think, man, Texas has looked really, really good this year. And I think it's going to be a tough task for Oklahoma, but man, Texas, they have looked great. Mr. Football, your thoughts on the Longhorns so far this season and how they can pick up a win against the Sooners?
I'm looking at the Texas Longhorns, go Horns, hook 'em Horns, Bevo. Everybody knows that I went to the University of Arkansas from 1978 to 1981. And at that time, Texas had Fred Akers as the head coach. And Texas was a really strong, prominent as far as college football programs in the nation. And I look at this Texas team, and all I think about after this season with Steve Sarkisian as their head coach, Texas is for real. They beat a very good Alabama team in Tuscaloosa by 10 points. They beat Kansas last week, another good team that was undefeated. And I was looking at that football game. I said, okay, Texas had a big win over Alabama. Can they sustain this? Are they the best team in the Big 12? And it showed me last week, and they went over Kansas. They are for real. They are college football playoff for real. Mr. Ewens is an NFL prospect. You gave his numbers a few seconds ago. He's legit. Couldn't get on the field at Ohio State. Came back home. Now look what he's doing at Texas. Then most of all, what I like about the Longhorns, they brought off A. Mitchell from the University of Georgia, who's won back-to-back national championships. Think about what he's meant to that football team. 321 yards, 22 receptions, 4 touchdowns. You got a guy on the outside that's playing at a high NFL level. That's why Texas right now, in my mindset, is they for real. And they bring it back to Texas history. James Street. Can we say James Street one more time? Earl Campbell. Can we say his name one more time? Vince Young, Kenneth Sims, Tony Nobis, Casey Hampton, Chris Gilbert, Ricky Williams. Mr. Marijuana Smoking Ricky Williams. The Longhorns are back, baby. This is a good football team, and they're a top 3 team in the country.
Yes, sir. Let's flip things over to the Oklahoma Sooners, who are actually favored in this game by a few markets out there I've seen. Man, Dillon Gabriel has had a phenomenal season. When you look at guys who have had good years in terms of the quarterback position, you have to throw this man in there. 15 touchdowns, only 2 INTs. 1,593 yards, and an insane 75% completion percentage. I mean, he has looked lights out in every game he's been a part of this season. Look at the running game, not as strong as Texas, but you do have a really good room with Marcus Major, Tui Walker, Javonte Barnes. All those guys get a good amount of carries and have averaged around 4 to 5 yards per carry. So you got pretty much a three-headed monster there. Wide receiving room, you got Adril Anthony, 387 for him, leading the team or second on team in terms of receptions behind Drake Stoops, who's got 203 yards for him. And I mean, it's just a really good, really talented Oklahoma Sooners wide receiving core. Now the defense, this is where they're going to have to get things rolling here against Texas. You got to stop that high-powered Texas Longhorn offense. I think it all starts with Danny Stussman. 21 solo tackles, 49 on the season already. Leads team in sacks with 2. And he is just an absolute monster on the defensive side of the ball. Behind him, you've got some really good players as well, like Jaron Kanak, Kip Lewis, to name just a few more. Passes defended, they've got 14 on the year and 10 interceptions. You've got Billy Bowman Jr., Key Lawrence, Gentry Williams, Trace Ford. All those guys are just putting in work in the backfield and just absolute ball hawks, we like to say here on the show. So Oklahoma, man, they've got a really good, really balanced team. I can see why some people would favor them, but this is a very big test against a game Texas Longhorns team who's looking to prove some haters wrong, hoping that they are going to be in the college football playoff this year. Oklahoma, they've got a really talented team. Mr. Football, can they get it done against Texas this week? Your thoughts?
I want you to think about this football game for 1 minute. This is the last time these two teams are going to play as members of the Big 12. They're coming to the SEC next year. Then think about this. You got Texas, as I just mentioned, with Steve Sarkisian. The fan base feels like right now they had a team that can challenge for the national championship. Then you think about Brent Venables. Came over last year. Oklahoma went 6-7. 6 wins, 7 losses. Played in a bowl game. Played to a vest against Florida State. But think about last year's game. Texas beat Oklahoma 49-0. What I look at is the Sooners, a tremendous program. When I was small, Logan, there was must-see TV along with them in USC in the 70s and 80s. And you look at Brent Venables. Last year, he didn't have Dillon Gabriel in this football game. Mr. Gabriel is elite. And the one thing we know about Brent Venables, he's an outstanding defensive coach. All you got to do is look at his time at Clemson. Last year, Oklahoma was 9th in the Big 12 in defense total out of 10 teams. This year, they're number one in scoring defense, and they're number one in turnover margin. And when you look at the Sooners, you got to think of this. I can see why a lot of people, as you said, are out there picking Oklahoma because this is a revenge game. Texas has got everything going. They just beat Alabama a couple of weeks ago. They beat a real good Kansas team. Oklahoma had a very good impressive win over Cincinnati on the road 2 weeks ago. But this game right here, it's going to tell us a lot. Is Texas the premier program right now in the Big 12? Are they college football? I want to say national championship quality. And this game, Brent Venables, he want to show Oklahoma that the Sooners are back. Boomer, Sooner, Steve Owens, Adrian Peterson, Billy Sims, George Crumbie, Brian Bosworth, Joe Washington, Keith Jackson, Daryl Hunt, and the great Barry Switzer from Crossett, Arkansas. Boomer, Sooner. And you know what, Mr. Logan Landis? I think I got to take Oklahoma in this game. Ooh. Simply because of the revenge factor. See, Mr. Steve Sarkisian, you're doing well over in Texas. No question about it. With what you did last year, and you embarrassed this fan base and this program, Oklahoma, it's too much royalty there, man. Last year, Texas won this football game 49-0. And Vince Venables first year. I don't count that. But look where this Sooner football team is at now. So one more time, I'm taking the Sooners 28-24. Boom.
My final prediction for this game, I have this one being close, but I'm going to go with the Texas Longhorns getting the win in this one. Final score, I'm going to go Texas 38, and I'm going to go with Oklahoma 35, a three-point ball game to end the Big 12 portion of the Red River Showdown. I think it's going to be a tremendous game this upcoming Saturday. going to be fun to watch. Must-see TV. As always, Mr. Football, Vince and Turner, it's a pleasure talking college football, football in general with you. I've been your host and producer this evening, Logan Landers. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. We'll talk to you again on another live episode.